gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, what is this, July 27th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog. I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Got a good show for you today. Have a lady coming up going to talk to us about vaccines. And if you recall, I had a girl on Wednesday who luckily brought her son back from the symptoms and signs of autism. And I really do want to thank Art Pollock. And I want to make a public thank you to Art Pollock. Remember, Art is the guy that contributed, for the most part, most of the money that got Randy Weaver up to Plainfield, New Hampshire. And I wanted to also say that anybody out there, now, if you guys have a guest or if you have somebody that you think would be a good guest, somebody that has some valuable information of which they wish to contribute, give me drop me an email at discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R, 12000 at yahoo.com. Art gave me a call the other day. He happened to mention Wendy, of whom is going to be my guest up here shortly, and also Tina Merchant, of whom I had on Wednesday. And I want to, again, thank Art for doing so. Remember, Freedom to Fascism. If you want a copy of it, simply email Bobby at freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. Get a copy, show it to your friends, neighbors, and relatives, and, you know, enlighten them about what's going on as far as the tax situation. I also want to put out a quick plug. I want to congratulate Lynette and Mark, who recently bought Charlie's over on 53rd and Bell Avenue in Phoenix. I don't get out much, folks. I'm pretty much a homebody and a recluse, but I did venture out last night, and I spent a couple hours in Charlie's, which is a wonderful place to get something to eat, you know, have a adult beverage if you like, shoot some pool. And I understand that they just purchased the place 10 days ago. They are going to do some remodeling, and there'll be karaoke on the weekend. So if you live anywhere around the Phoenix area and you want to get out to Charlie's at around 53rd and Bell, it's a good place to go. These two are lovely people. They also have a son I met named Chase, who is a very, very knowledgeable guy. And guess what? This guy is awake. Fantastic, because he doesn't listen to us, didn't know anything about us until maybe today. So I wanted to mention that. Then I want to talk a little bit about Wendy. Wendy Callahan has the website. Where is her website? Let me get it here. Let's see. VaccineTruth.org. And for those of you who listened Wednesday, remember we walked through the story with Tina Merchant about her son and how the rounds of vaccines that were given to him caused him to have autistic symptoms. Well, Wendy's going to come on today, and she's going to tell us all about the vaccines. I went in, and I was perusing around on her website, and I'll tell you what, the information that I uncovered on there is unbelievable. It's overwhelming, folks. And we're going to talk about that today. I'm going to have her up for the whole 2 hours. I'll probably keep her up for an hour and then open up the phone lines if you guys have any questions or comments. But I literally got lost in there for hours, and I'm fascinated with the information that she has brought forth to us. And it will, I mean, you can go through here, you can read article after article, and you can really, really get a good idea of what's going on with our vaccines and why you don't want to give them to your kids, why you don't want to have the adolescents taking these HPV vaccines. And it goes beyond that. It talks about our health system in general and what they're doing, you know, as far as literally raping us for the money. There's one in there that I ran across called Gangsters in Medicine, which we'll get into shortly. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in three with my guest, Wendy Callahan. Stick with us. It's going to be a great show. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabyte link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with a great show for you today. The reason I say it's a great show because I was turned onto this website, and I went in here and just got lost for a few hours perusing around and finding out all kinds of really, really good information on these vaccines, because I have to tell you, folks, you know, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know a lot, but only a couple of things, okay? I know just enough to get by, but every once in a while I start getting lost in some of this information. And as you have all heard, and I have heard about these vaccines and the horror stories that come out, I had a lady up on my show, Tina Merchant, the other day that was telling us the horror story about her cute little son. It's on the cover of her book. But at any rate, I have got a lady up that knows a lot more about it than I do, and I'm going to bring her up and allow her to share her information with us. So without any further ado, let's go to Wendy Callahan. Wendy, are you with me?
I sure am. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm real good.
To that, you know, and sometimes, and I know you know this, it gets frustrating. I put a plug in for a little place I went to last night, And you know, as I don't go out in public much, believe it or not, but when I do go out in public, I can't keep my mouth shut because there's something within me that just will not let me sit when I
say Daniel's everything, but I'm still waiting.
Have to talk. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't.
Right, right.
Okay, so what is your experience?
What happened was, and we'll start from the beginning, my mom had gone to a chiropractor. He'll get some horrible disease and he'll die. And I never logically looked at it. Okay, if I'm trying to avoid disease, why would I inject it inside my son? A piece of it, a dead piece of it, a live piece of it? Why? Logically, it doesn't make sense to do it. Especially after I asked him, oh, by the way, how does the immune system work? Oh, well, we don't know.
Oh,
you don't
God.
Know. So this is an experiment. So, of course, this is all after the fact. You know, I took him in like a good mom, and I vaccinated him at each interval every 2 months.
Now, how old was he when you started this?
Well, you know, it started with the vitamin K at birth.
Okay.
And you know what the side effect of vitamin K is?
No, but I know you're going to tell us.
I definitely am. It's
okay,
jaundice.
Ahead.
It's jaundice.
Do they tell you that before they give it to you?
Of course not. Of course not.
And isn't that funny? Because, and I'm sorry to stop you, but, you know, when I had a TV, before I got so mad I threw it out, I remember being lambasted at a baseball game. It didn't matter what I was watching. I would be lambasted with these commercials about all these syndromes that they would think up. And then they would go in, half the commercial would be on the side effects.
Yes.
You know, and if you feel you might have any of the conditions, consult your doctor. So why would you go in face to face with your doctor, have him telling you that you need to take this vitamin K vaccine, and then have him not tell you what the side effects are?
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. I mean, when you start to really look at this, there have to be something else going on besides let's give your kids vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
So I give him the vitamin K, and he ends up in the NIC unit for 7 days. Now, another side effect is real fast breathing, and they called it transient tachypnea. So he had that for 7 days, which is a side effect of the vitamin K as well as jaundice. So if I would have left his tiny little body alone, he would have been fine. But I injected him with the stuff they want. So I did it because I was a good mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just had no idea. You know, it was just a freak that happened. Well, then at 2 months, I remember giving him the shots and him arching his back so far that I remember thinking, gosh, this baby's only, 10, 11 pounds. I can't even hold him. He's so upset about this vaccine. Later on in my research, I find out that the French call this cry encephalique, which is brain damage in progress.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, God. So then 4 months, I bring him back in. And he gets dermatitis all over his back. He says, oh, Mom, you got him in the bubble bath, I see. I'm like, no, he's 4 months old and he's never had a bubble bath. And she said, well, what are you bathing him in? It must be from that. Later on, when I start to research vaccines, it has antifreeze in it.
Now, let me ask you this question. Let me stop you and ask you this quick question.
Sure.
From your perspective, is this pediatrician, when she's telling you, oh, you must have had him in the bubble bath, is she just clueless?
Absolutely.
Or she's clueless. Okay, go ahead.
You know, and I made sure of that afterwards because I went back after the whole thing was over and I drilled the pediatrician on this subject. And one of them, I went to six of them afterwards. But this guy said, well, if I told you how dangerous they were, I'd lose my job and I'd lose my license. So that's when I belted him because I don't care about his license. I cared about my child. So when I went to the next pediatrician, I grilled her until I was for sure, positive that she thought that vaccines were really good. And she had no idea otherwise. And that's when I went to her. But this guy knew. He just can't tell me. They can't. None of them can. Because they'll lose their... See, the AMA will not back them up. Because this is standard of practice.
This, the AMA will not back them up if they tell you?
If they tell you, they say, you know what, these are, you know, kind of dangerous. Well, if something happens, like say your child comes down with measles, they, mm-hmm. I could sue him. And I said, I could sue you? If my child came down with measles, I would be happy that he came down with measles because he would have lifetime immunity. So, the, I mean, it's so backwards. Once you get into this, you'll see that it's just the most backwards logic you have ever seen in your whole life.
Okay. All right. Well, continue. Go ahead.
Okay, so 4 months, 6 months, he has him. He's a mess after this. I mean, this is injections of toxic chemicals 3 times now. Well, he ends up getting extremely sick, and he has diarrhea. He's throwing up. I can't keep anything down him. He's dehydrated. I ended up calling an ambulance, taking him to the hospital. And four nurses said to me, has he been recently vaccinated? And still, I'm not getting this. I go, well, yeah, about 10 days ago. Now I realize that it takes about 10 days for the poisons to dissipate in their body. And then what's the body want to do? Throw it up and get rid of it. So his little body was reacting the best way that it could. So still, I don't get it. 15 months, I take him in, and he starts having seizures. So I called my pediatrician. I said, I think he's having a seizure in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning. He's waking up, banging his head on the crib. And by the time I get into the room, it stopped. So I ended up putting him in the bed with me, which I did for my daughter. I co-slept with my daughter, but I just said, you know what? I'm going to keep this baby out of my bed this time. And I ended up, he loved the crib. It was no problem. But I ended up putting him back in bed with me, and then I realized that he was having a seizure. And I called the pediatrician. He goes, oh, get it on film.
Now, here, get it
imagine,
on film.
Film. Get it on video. Imagine.
Why would he ask you to get that on film?
Well, there's so many types of seizures. He was having what's called a complex partial, where you lose consciousness, you turn your head, your eyes roll back, and you have a rhythmic movement of your shoulder. So this is what he was having, and he wanted me to get it on film. So finally I did. And at the same time, I said, what do you think this has caused me? He goes, oh, you know, we don't know. It happens with kids. So my husband says to me, well, why don't you look in your, didn't they give you some papers? Look in the diaper bag. Didn't they give you something on vaccines? And I went, oh, come on. It's not going to do anything. Vaccines, they're healthy. They're good for you. Anyway, I pulled out the paper, and it said 6 out of 10,000 will seize from this one vaccine. I had 8 papers in my purse, in my diaper bag. One of them says, 6 out of 10,000 will seize from this vaccine. The gasp that came out of me was just, you know, horrible. So I went to the pediatrician. I had the film in hand, and I said, what do you think this is? And he says, yeah, it's definitely seizures. This looks like a complex partial. And he says, I said, well, look, it's right here. It's from the vaccine. Now that we know that it's from the vaccine, we know what we can do. What do you do for this? He looks me right in the eye, and he says, oh, no, it's not from the vaccine. And I said, did this come from your printer? I mean, you handed this to me. And he goes, well, yeah, but he's not seizing because of that. I said, well, what's he seizing from? Well, you know, we don't know. You know, we'll find out. We'll do a bunch
of... Well, if he doesn't know, then how does he know it's not that?
Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, doesn't that just raise a red flag with you?
Well, you know, with me, and I have to tell you, Wendy, with me, everything that anybody tells me anymore that has anything to do with medicine, the government, anything, it always raises a red flag. And I'll interject this. When you told me that the doctor asked you to film the seizure... The first thing that pops up in my mind, what's he going to do with the film? Is he going to use it later when he calls in CPS and tells him you're mistreating the child?
You know, I wonder, but I never gave him the tape. Trust me on that.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I,
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's hold that thought. Okay. We got to take a break, dear. This is Michael Herzog of the American Awakening with my special guest, Wendy Callahan. She's going to get more into the ingredients of these vaccines and why we want to run the other way, folks. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening. Stick with us. It gets better.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up here with my special guest, Wendy Callahan. We're talking about vaccines, and we're going to get to what's in them shortly, but we're talking about Wendy's story with what happened with her child, and she's got a website, www.vaccinetruth.org, which you can go into, get lost and fascinated by finding out all kinds of information about vaccines. So let's get back to it. Go ahead, Wendy. You got a few minutes before the next break, so continue.
All right. Well, we were up to, he was having the seizures, so they asked me to take him to an EEG just to see how bad they were and what was actually going on. So I took him for this all-day sleep study that he was attached. Imagine this, you know, 15 months, he's attached to every kind of wire you can imagine, and I'm sitting in a bed with him trying to keep him still. So when it's done at 3, he says, you know what, Ms. Callahan, he's actually in a constant seizure. You're only seeing him about 6 to 8 times a day. And this is just a horrendous case. And you need to...
What does he mean by that? I mean, what does he mean by that? You're only seeing him as... what's his name, by the way?
The doctor's name?
No, your son's
name. Oh, my son, Chase. His name is Chase.
You're only seeing Chase, and in other words, he's only with you psychologically 6 to 8 times a day. The rest of the time, he's in a seizure? Is that
what
you mean?
Well, what he said was, I'm only seeing the seizure, the actual complex partial, come out at about 6 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually right before he took a nap, right before he would wake up. Any kind of, you know, like with babies, they sleep 3 or 4 times a day. They're taking a nap. So... when he would wake up, when he would go to sleep, he'd have one before he'd go to sleep. And then near the end, he would do them when he's just walking around, and he'd have a seizure. But what he was telling me was, in his brain, his brain is in a constant electrical seizure. But I can only see them. You know, his body will only do these movements at certain intervals. So he tells me,
go ahead.
If I was you, I would put him on Tegretol, which is a anti-seizure medicine, before you leave this hospital.
Oh, brother. And so here we go. Treat the symptom, not the cause.
Right. Suppress the symptom as best you can. I said, is this a cure? I mean, is this what you do for vaccine damage? Oh, no. It's not your vaccines. So, you know, already I'm starting to get this picture that, I mean, they're looking right at me and lying. So I start calling them on everything, and I said, well, what's Integritol? What does it do? So I researched it, and the side effect is seizures. And I said, we already have that. We're not going to give him something else to cause seizures. No. So I refused. And they said, well, you need to see, you know, another doctor. And there's only two in where I live. There's only two neurologists. And I saw both of them. And they both said the same thing. And you know how moms talk to each other? I had a good friend, Esther. She had a child. And her child was seizing. And I said, you know, I never asked you this, but why did your child have seizures? Oh, I gave him the vaccines, and she started seizing. I said, you know, do you think you could have shared that with me? And she goes, you wouldn't have listened. The pressure is enormous for new moms to go get their kids vaccinated. And it is.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Let me insert something. When you say the pressure is enormous, is there a point in time where you refuse to continue with vaccinations?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and at that point in time, did they, you know, not necessarily threaten, but they tell you what the possible consequences could be if you didn't elect to do that, not just physically?
Well, you know what they do? They give you this piece of paper to sign, and it says, you know, something like, you are, you know, putting your child at risk, and we want you to acknowledge that you're doing that, and you will not hold the doctor responsible if you know, the child comes down with one of these diseases. And you sign this. And, of course, I said, you know, absolutely no way. I crossed that out. And I said, I refuse vaccines simply, and signed my name. And they were happy. And I'll tell you what happened with the last pediatrician I went to. This is such a funny story that you'll just have to know. There was a friend of mine that their dad was going to Africa. And she says, Wendy, please talk him out of giving this yellow fever vaccine, please. So I called him up, and I talked to him for over 2 hours. I said, please don't do this, and this is why. And I went through all the reasons with him, and he insisted. I have no idea what I'm talking about. So he went and got this shot, and I said, will you just save me the vial that came from it? And he said, sure. So he hands me this little tiny vial. We met at the Sam's Club, and he hands me this vial. And right on the vial, it says, avian leukosis free. Okay, avian leukosis is bird leukemia free.
Right.
So I said to myself, oh my God, you mean it used to be in there and now it's not? So then I start researching avian leukosis. Yes, it's bird leukemia. So then I start calling doctors. Is this the same leukemia that 1 in 12 kids has now? I mean, have you looked? Is it the same virus that causes leukemia in children? That causes it in birds? No answer. I can get no answer from any of them. They don't know. We don't look into that, blah, blah, blah. But now all of a sudden, it's on the label. This doesn't have bird leukemia in it.
You know what?
I start digging deeper. I see the letter from FDA, which I put on my website, of course, going to Merck, the manufacturer of the yellow fever vaccine, which it's made with chicken eggs, so that's your MMR, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Any vaccine made with chicken eggs is going to have this avian leukosis free label now. If it's avian leukosis free, if not, well, it's still in there. Sorry, because we're not pulling them off the shelf.
Let me stop you here. All right, let's continue this when we get back. That was a short segment. We got a long one coming up, so we'll have some time here.
Okay.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. My special guest, Wendy Callahan. It's going to get really good here, folks. We're going to get into the ingredients of this stuff, and more. See you in three. Be right back.
Your
are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I've got my special guest, Wendy Callahan, with me talking about vaccines. What happened to her son? What's in the vaccines? We're going to get into a lot more of that as we go on here, but let's continue this story. You know, you were talking about the chicken egg and the thing on the vaccine that was talking about the avian. Well, repeat that again now. What exactly was that?
Well, on the label of the vaccine, it said avian leukosis free, which is bird leukemia free.
Now, okay, so that means that they took out some part of the vaccine that had bird leukemia in it.
Right. You see, what happens when they make the vaccines, they grow it in the medium of the egg. Now, birds have all kinds of viruses in them that if you don't know what they look like, you can't find them. I also have on my website, too, you might want to take a look at an FDA workshop where one doctor says in there, well, you know, if you don't know what the virus looks like, you don't know what to look for, and that's an ongoing problem. Well, here's an example of the ongoing problem, avian leukosis, bird leukemia.
That nobody will investigate, no doctor will look into, because the AMA really doesn't let them, which brings to mind this one topic that I ran across on your website, gangsters in medicine.
You know? I mean, they are, I swear.
Well, I mean, this is unbelievable.
I know. It goes beyond all. So what I was going to tell you, when I went to the pediatrician, I said to her, well, you know, she said, I want to catch your kids up on their vaccines. I'm just worried about them. And I said, really? Well, which ones would you like to catch them up on? And she goes, well, for sure, the MMR. And I said, well, do you have the avian leukosis-free version? You know, it'll be on a little sticker on the vial. And she turned red. And I said, well, you want to come? We want to go look together? Me and you will go look at your vials and see if you see if
what
it's on there.
Do? Oh, my God.
She goes, no, I don't want to look. I said, you mean you're potentially injecting your patients with avian leukosis and you don't even want to go look? And she said, well, I'm not going to debate vaccines with you. I said, well, because you can't. And then that's the end of it. She brought that paper out. I crossed out what I didn't like, and I signed my name. And she, if I go back there, and I never go to a pediatrician, I would. The only thing I would go for, like one time my daughter got her earring stuck in her ear, I go there. Because my holistic doctor doesn't take insurance. So for that, I'll use an allopathic doctor to do little things like that, but if there's something important going on in my children, no, we go to a homeopath.
Say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me. Paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go around.
All right,
round,
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday. What is this? July 27th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog. I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Got a good show for you today. Have a lady coming up going to talk to us about vaccines. And if you recall, I had a girl on Wednesday who luckily brought her son back from the symptoms and signs of autism. And I really do want to thank Art Pollack. And I want to make a public thank you to Art Pollack. Remember, Art is the guy that contributed, for the most part, most of the money that got Randy Weaver up to Plainfield, New Hampshire. And I wanted to also say that anybody out there, now, if you guys have a guest or if you have somebody that you think would be a good guest, somebody that has some valuable information of which they wish to contribute, drop me an email at discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R, 12000 at yahoo.com. Art gave me a call the other day. He happened to mention Wendy, of whom is going to be my guest up here shortly, and also Tina Merchant, of whom I had on Wednesday. And I want to, again, thank Art for doing so. Remember, Freedom to Fascism, if you want a copy of it, simply email Bobby at freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. Get a copy, show it to your friends, neighbors, and relatives, and, you know, enlighten them about what's going on as far as the tax situation. I also want to put out a quick plug. I want to congratulate Lynette and Mark, who recently bought Charlie's over on 53rd and Bell Avenue in Phoenix. I don't get out much, folks. I'm pretty much a homebody and a recluse, but I did venture out last night, and I spent a couple hours in Charlie's, which is a wonderful place to get something to eat, you know, have a adult beverage if you like, shoot some pool. And I understand that they just purchased the place 10 days ago. They are going to do some remodeling, and there'll be karaoke on the weekend. So if you live anywhere around the Phoenix area and you want to get out to Charlie's at around 53rd and Bell, it's a good place to go. These two are lovely people. They also have a son I met named Chase, who is a very, very knowledgeable guy. And guess what? This guy is awake. Fantastic, because he doesn't listen to us, didn't know anything about us until maybe today. So I wanted to mention that. Then I want to talk a little bit about Wendy. Wendy Callahan has the website. Where is her website? Let me get it here. Let's see. VaccineTruth.org. And for those of you who listened Wednesday, remember we walked through the story with Tina Merchant about her son and how the rounds of vaccines that were given to him caused him to have autistic symptoms. Well, Wendy's going to come on today, And she's going to tell us all about the vaccines. I went in and I was perusing around on her website, and I'll tell you what, the information that I uncovered on there is unbelievable. It's overwhelming, folks. And we're going to talk about that today. I'm going to have her up for the whole 2 hours. I'll probably keep her up for an hour and then open up the phone lines if you guys have any questions or comments. But I literally got lost in there for hours, and I'm fascinated with the information that she has brought forth to us. And it will, I mean, you can go through here, you can read article after article, and you can really, really get a good idea of what's going on with our vaccines and why you don't want to give them to your kids, why you don't want to have the adolescents taking these HPV vaccines. And it goes beyond that. It talks about our health system in general and what they're doing, you know, as far as literally raping us for the money. There's one in there that I ran across called Gangsters in Medicine, which we'll get into shortly. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in free with my guest, Wendy Callahan. Stick with us. It's going to be a great show. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with a great show for you today. The reason I say it's a great show, because I was turned onto this website, And I went in here and just got lost for a few hours perusing around and finding out all kinds of really, really good information on these vaccines, because I have to tell you, folks, you know, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know a lot, but only a couple of things, okay? I know just enough to get by, but every once in a while I start getting lost in some of this information. And and as you have all heard, and I have heard about these vaccines and the horror stories that come out, I had a lady up on my show, Tina Merchant, the other day that was telling us the horror story about her cute little son. It's on the cover of her book. But at any rate, I have got a lady up that knows a lot more about it than I do, and I'm going to bring her up and allow her to share her information with us. So without any further ado, let's go to Wendy Callahan. Wendy, are you with me?
I sure am. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm real good.
I was just telling the listeners, I've been perusing around your website a little bit, and it's easy to just get lost and lose track of time here.
I know.
I'm real curious to know, how did you, I mean, you're a young lady, okay, and you're very knowledgeable, obviously, on this specific subject. How did you get into this?
Well, it always comes with horror. You never look at these things until something horrible happens that forces you to. And then once you start looking, you can't stop, and then you don't want this to happen to anyone else. And the guilt that overwhelms you for not taking 5 minutes out of your day to really look at this forces you to make websites like this and put billboards up and talk to people constantly. It's not an option not to, unfortunately. Or fortunately.
I can relate to that, you know, and sometimes, and I know you know this, it gets frustrating. I put a plug in for a little place I went to last night, and as I don't go out in public much, believe it or not, but when I do go out in public, I can't keep my mouth shut because there's something within me that just will not let me sit when I know that there's somebody that doesn't know anything about what's going on.
You know, exactly.
Yes, I have to talk. And sometimes it works out, and sometimes it doesn't.
right.
Okay, so what is your experiences?
Well, what happened was, and we'll start from the beginning, my mom had gone to a chiropractor, and the chiropractor said to her, you know, listen, why don't you make sure you let your daughter know that, you know, vaccines are not good and not to do them and to really look at them. So, she came home and told me, and I said, oh, come on, Mom, vaccines have saved the world. What, are you crazy? And I said, but, you know, just to make you happy, I'll ask my pediatrician about it. Which is like asking, you know, the butcher if vegetarianism is a good idea.
good
so,
analogy.
You know, it really is. So I asked the pediatrician, I said, you know, we have to do this, right? Oh, yeah, he'll die without these vaccines. He'll die. He'll get some horrible disease, and he'll die. And I never logically looked at it. Okay, if I'm trying to avoid disease, why would I inject it inside my son? A piece of it, a dead piece of it, a live piece of it? Why? Logically, it doesn't make sense to do it. Especially after I asked him, oh, by the way, how does the immune system work? Oh, well, we don't know.
Oh,
you don't
God.
Know. So this is an experiment. So, of course, this is all after the fact. You know, I took him in like a good mom, and I vaccinated him at each interval every 2 months.
Now, how old was he when you started this?
Well, you know, it started with the vitamin K at birth.
Okay.
And you know what the side effect of vitamin K is?
No, but I know you're going to tell us.
I definitely am. It's
okay,
jaundice.
Ahead.
It's jaundice.
Do they tell you that before they give it to you?
Of course not. Of course not.
And isn't that funny? Because, and I'm sorry to stop you, but, you know, when I had a TV, before I got so mad I threw it out, you know, I remember being lambasted at a baseball game. It didn't matter what I was watching. I would be lambasted with these commercials about all these syndromes that they would think up. And then they would go in, half the commercial would be on the side effects.
Yes.
You know, and if you feel you might have any of the conditions, consult your doctor. So why would you go in face to face with your doctor, have him telling you that you need to take this vitamin K vaccine, and then have him not tell you what the side effects are?
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. I mean, when you start to really look at this, there have to be something else going on besides let's give your kids vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, anyway, so I give him the vitamin K, and he ends up in the NIC unit for 7 days. Now, another side effect is real fast breathing, and they called it transient tachypnea. So he had that for 7 days, which is a side effect of the vitamin K as well as jaundice.
So if I would have left his tiny little body alone, he would have been fine. But I injected him with you know, the stuff they want. So I did it. Because I was a good mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just had no idea. You know, it was just a freak that that happened. Well, then at 2 months, I remember giving him the shots. And him arching his back so far. And I remember thinking, gosh, this baby's only, you know, 10, 11 pounds. I can't even hold him. He's so upset about this vaccine. Later on in my research, I find out that the French call this cry encephalique, which is brain damage in progress.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, God. So then 4 months, I bring him back in. And he gets dermatitis all over his back. He says, oh, Mom, you got him in the bubble bath, I see. And I'm like, no, he's 4 months old and he's never had a bubble bath. And she said, well, you know, what are you bathing him in? It must be from that. Later on, when I start to research vaccines, it has antifreeze in it.
Now, let me ask you this question. Let me stop you and ask you this quick question.
Sure.
From your perspective, is this pediatrician, when she's telling you, oh, you must have had him in the bubble bath, is she just clueless?
Absolutely.
Or she's clueless. Okay, go ahead.
You know, and I made sure of that afterwards because...
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
So this is what he was having, and he wanted me to get it on film. So finally I did, and at the same time I said, what do you think this has caused me? He goes, oh, you know, we don't know. It happens with kids. So my husband says to me, well, why don't you look in your... Didn't they give you some papers? Look in the diaper bag. Didn't they give you something on vaccines? And I went, oh, come on. It's not going to do anything. Vaccines, they're healthy. They're good for you. Anyway, I pulled out the paper, and it said 6 out of 10,000 will seize from this one vaccine. I had 8 papers in my purse, in my diaper bag. One of them says 6 out of 10,000 will seize from this vaccine.
I the gasp that came out of me was just, you know, horrible. So I went to the pediatrician. I had the film in hand, and I said, "What do you think this is?" And he says, "Yeah, it's definitely seizures. This looks like a complex partial." And he says, I said, "Well, look, it's right here. It's from the vaccine. Now that we know that it's from the vaccine, we know what we can do. What do you do for this?" He looked me right in the eye, and he says, "Oh, no, it's not from the vaccine." And I said, "Did this come from your printer? I mean, you handed this to me." And he goes, well, yeah, but he's not seizing because of that. I said, "Well, what's he seizing from?" "Well, you know, we don't know. You know, we'll find out. We'll do a bunch
of tests." Well, if he doesn't know, then how does he know it's not that?
Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, doesn't that just raise a red flag with you?
Well, you know, with me, and I have to tell you, Wendy, with me, everything that anybody tells me anymore that has anything to do with medicine, the government, anything, it always raises a red flag. And I'll interject this. When you told me that the doctor asked you to film the seizure, the first thing that pops up in my mind, what's he going to do with the film? Is he going to use it later when he calls in CPS and tells him you're mistreating the child?
You know, I wonder, but I never gave him the tape. Trust me on that.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So
All right, well, I'll tell you what, let's hold that thought. Okay. We've got to take a break, dear. This is Michael Herzog of The American Awakening with my special guest, Wendy Callahan. She's going to get more into the ingredients of these vaccines and why we want to run the other way, folks. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening. Stick with us. It gets better.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether.